Hello, my name is Roger Watson, and I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 29th of June 2015. Today I want to introduce a colleague, Giuseppe Aleo from Italy. Giuseppe works at the University of Genoa in the north of Italy, and I've co-authored an editorial along with him and other colleagues about the RN forecast at IT project. Here's Giuseppe to tell you more about this editorial.
RN forecast at IT. Why is it important for Italy to take part in the RN forecast project? The RN forecast project started on January 2009 as a three-year project funded under the 7th European Framework Programme and included researchers from 12 European countries: Belgium, Finland, Germany, Greece, Ireland, Norway, Poland, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, the Netherlands, and the UK, the USA, and three international partners: Botswana, China, and South Africa. The RN forecast researchers realized that the current methods used for planning health workforce were unable to forecast accurately the size of the nursing workforce in the near future, or adequately inform political interventions aimed at avoiding a cyclical lack of nurses. A significant step forward would be to consider the dynamics that influence the strategies aimed at ensuring safe, high-quality care through an appropriate number of nurses. The first phase of the RN forecast study was conducted by the above 12 countries between January 2009 and June 2010. In each country, at least 30 acute care hospitals were sampled, and the data were collected through three surveys: a nurse survey, a patient survey, and a hospital organization survey. In addition, also hospital discharge data were collected. Data were collected from 459 hospitals in at least two wards of general medicine and surgery each. 30,769 nurse questionnaires and 11,000 patient questionnaires. The hospital organizational survey included data about the size of the hospital, other health workers such as physicians, technicians, support workers, and so on, and other big data related to patients discharged in the last 12 months from each hospital to calculate additional patient outcomes such as in-hospital mortality rates and failure to rescue. Failure to rescue involves mortality of surgery patients within 30 days due to in-hospital complications, or of patients with medical disorders affected by one of the five following complications: pneumonia, shock, deep venous thrombosis, and gastrointestinal bleeding. This measure underlines the importance of nursing, and thanks to nurses who monitor patients on a 24/7 basis, it is possible to intervene immediately and prevent mortality, and therefore increase the level of patient safety. The second phase of the RN forecast study was conducted between July 2010 and December 2011, during which appropriate healthcare staffing, skill mix, education levels, and the quality of the work environments were analysed to see what impact they had on in-hospital mortality, failure to rescue, quality of care, and on patients' satisfaction for care received. These results would then be used to improve the accuracy of health workforce forecasting models and to generate new approaches that would enable a more effective management of the nursing workforce across Europe. The RN Forecast project will lead to concrete recommendations that will improve the quality of nursing and patient outcomes in hospitals and produce evidence to inform national policymakers so that the quality and safety of healthcare can be improved through strategic investments in nursing. In 2014, thanks to a retrospective study conducted under the RN Forecast project, an analysis of the mortality rates in 422,730 discharged patients found that in hospitals where the number of patients per nurse is lower, also the mortality rates are lower. They also found that in general surgery wards, for every extra patient per nurse, the chances of dying within 30 days from discharge increased by 7%. This result emerged from the data collected in Belgium, England, Finland, Ireland, the Netherlands, Spain, Sweden, and Switzerland, where, according to the report published by the National Italian Nursing Council, there are on average 11 nurses per 1,000 inhabitants, compared with 6.6 nurses per 1,000 inhabitants in Italy. Therefore, considering the significant scientific and political relevance of the RN Forecast project, in 2015, in addition to Portugal and to countries like USA and Germany, where it will be replicated, this project will also be conducted in Italy. Therefore, participation in the RN Forecast is important for Italy because nursing research applied to organisation is not linked to productivity but to patient outcomes. Budgets should not just look at nurses but also at patient outcomes. Nursing productivity produces the best cost-benefit ratio in terms of reduced adverse events, complications, readmissions, and mortality. Then, during the current economic crisis, we all need to define our added value, which is not only a question of numbers. Then, Italy needs data that can be compared at a national and international level to help policymakers take more informed decisions, not only in terms of savings, but also of patient safety and satisfaction. Then active involvement in research and planning in the profession needs to be improved. And finally, this project could enable us to help hospital directors to offer more efficient services. The RN Forecast at IT project includes two phases. Phase 1 includes the development of the Italian version of the tool and data collection, which will take place between February 2015 and December 2015. Phase 2 includes data analysis and definition of the policy outlines. This will occur between January 2016 and June 2016. The Common RN Forecast International Protocol offers standardized tools, data collection procedures, and guidelines so that data can be analyzed and compared with those collected in other RN Forecast partner countries. The RN Forecast protocol is flexible and can be adapted to the differences between the hospitals, health systems, and nurse workforce characteristics of the various partner countries. However, any differences made to the protocols of the national studies have to be reported to the international RN forecast coordinators and approved. In Italy, the RN forecast study has been called RN forecast at IT. Consistent with the international protocol, RN forecast at IT has a multi-level cross-sectional design, and data will be collected in 40 hospitals across the whole country, in wards of general medicine and surgery, or similar wards, and includes three surveys at three different levels: hospital organisation, nurses and patients. The hospital organisation survey involves the collection of the organisational characteristics of the hospitals and wards included in the RN forecast at IT project, such as the nurses' working environment. For this survey, we interviewed 40 nursing directors of the hospitals included in the survey. The nurse survey will include a total of approximately 5,000 nurses who will answer questions on an individual basis about professional satisfaction, intention to leave, and burnout. In the third survey, patients will be asked questions about their level of satisfaction with the care they received and with the hospital services in general. Training sessions for approximately 800 hospital staff members have been organised across Italy to encourage active participation. A comparative analysis of the data collected through the three surveys will be conducted at a national and international level, and feedback on the results of this analysis will be sent to all the hospitals included in the study. In this way, hospitals will be able to understand how they have performed compared with other similar hospitals, both in Italy and in other countries. Several countries where the RN forecast study has already been conducted, such as the USA and Germany, have decided to repeat this study with their own funds, because they have understood its value and importance. Therefore, in Italy, we hope that all the representatives of the nursing profession understand how important this study is, both for patient safety and nurses' satisfaction at work. In this view, we hope that also the nursing regulatory bodies will eventually support this project. The authors, Loredana Sasso, Anna Maria Bagnasco, Milko Zanini, Gianluca Catania, Giuseppe Aleo, Antonietta Santullo, Federico Spandonaro, Giancarlo Icardi, Roger Watson, and Walter Sermeos.